We have copies of the DVD, and also, I don't know if folks want to get comfortable, if they have questions. DVD of the documentary.
Does it have her tracks too in there?
Just the DVD, yeah. Her tracks are available online. She sold out because we've been on a tour for a month.
That's great.
And, so we're going to try to make some more tomorrow, but we just weren't able to get it done. There you go. She's got it. Google or...
How much are you selling?
The DVD is $10.
One.
Are there any questions or comments? Or?
Lo buscan así. Sale el link de descarga.
There you go. Just look for that.
Is that
the album? I think there's one. ¿Qué
mujer?
I think most people.
Album? What's your Facebook? There you go. What's your Twitter? What's your YouTube? Yeah.
How many, ¿cuántas otras mujeres están haciendo hip-hop? Como, ¿dónde vive? ¿Dónde estás?
Hey,
how many other women are doing hip-hop where you're from, where you are?
Pues actualmente hay otras dos.
Ajá. In all reality, there's only two.
Pero son, bueno, hubo, que intentaron hacer, ya ha habido como otras 10. Estas dos que estoy hablando es del último año, que tampoco sé cuánto dure.
There's been 10 women that were have tried to get down with the hip-hop scene in Oaxaca that have not survived. So these two are two new young sisters, and she's not so sure if they'll make it or not.
What do you mean make it?
¿Cómo que sobrevivir?
Ah, sí. Porque, bueno, para empezar, creo que siendo el hip-hop un mundo mayoritariamente de hombres,
hip-hop being a world dominated by men.
De pronto es difícil. Y realmente no muchas tienen el compromiso, tienen las ganas o los medios para seguir.
Not many women have the commitment or the will or the means to be able to keep on.
I'm going to hook you up. I know a bunch of B-girls. Hey, B-girls are the freshest on planet Earth, and they'll kick any dude's butt. And some of them are Latina, some of them are from other countries. I'll put you in touch with them.
Thank you.
I know that as a hip-hop head, I notice y'all only have two elements of hip-hop culture, when hip-hop has four. And, four main elements.
Well, actually, we had a previous documentary that did cover all the elements in Oaxaca, but we just focused on her, so that's why there was
She needs
You know the difference in MC and a rapper, right?
Sí. Yeah, thanks, bro.
También, bueno,
people claim hip hop all the time and don't even know what I'm about it.
De hecho, en la otra parte, en donde yo vivo, solo hay eso. Yo trabajo en México con un colectivo que se llama Mujeres Trabajando, que es tanto de la cultura hip hop como también artistas gráficas, fotógrafas, periodistas, y se involucra ya más la participación de la mujer dentro de las culturas alternativas.
So what can we do from here to support what you guys are doing there?
¿Qué podemos hacer para apoyarles? Hang on. Slow down. Slow down. Maybe take a seat. Maybe get some water. Tranquilo. Chill. We got time. And if you're in a rush, I'm sorry. It took us a long time to get here. Slow down. No. Okay. So let me get back to... what was I... What did I not translate?
How do we support?
How do we support? ¿Cómo apoyamos?
What can people in hip-hop and dance culture here do to support your community there?
¿Cómo te pueden apoyar la banda de hip-hop aquí en tu comunidad allá?
Difundiendo, creo que...
Spreading the word, primarily.
Uno de los... como de los objetivos del colectivo con el trabajo de Mujeres Trabajando.
One of the objectives of the collective that I work with is known as Women Working or Women at Work.
Es precisamente eso, como... como relacionarnos de otra manera dentro del hip hop.
It's precisely that, for us to meet in other ways through hip hop.
De pronto también se piensa como mucho en la competencia, en el tener que ser más que el otro.
A lot of people think of it as a competition or being better than one another.
Entonces cuando iniciamos este colectivo,
so when we began this collective,
fue la idea de apoyarnos como mujeres, de promovernos entre los grupos de las demás, como las comunidades.
The idea was for us to support one another as women in our different groups.
Y creo que es, ha funcionado como una herramienta para crecer y para también como ser el impulso de otras mujeres si quieren también formar parte de la cultura.
Which is a tool that has helped us grow, but has also helped form in a space for other women who want to be part of the culture.
Entonces creo que esa es una buena forma de como de apoyar, como dar a conocer lo bueno que está pasando dentro de la cultura.
So one of the best ways that you can support is by letting people know about good shit going on within the culture.
So we can get in touch with the collective there.
And power.
Any other questions, comments? Yes. Could you translate your own question?
I want to know like what brought you to Somarrocho. Es un estilo bien distinto. It's a very distinct style.
Pues en realidad sí. Nos vamos a la historia de cómo surge el rap, tanto como surge el son jarocho.
If really, if you go to the root of where rap came from and where son jarocho came from.
Tienen una misma raíz también. Mayoritariamente ahora los pueblos afrodescendientes son los que siguen preservando el son jarocho en México.
They have a very common root, afrodescendant communities in Mexico are the ones that are preserving son jarocho.
Y más allá, pues, tienen similitudes en cuanto a la forma de escritura.
It also has a lot of similarities in how it's written.
Hay también pues lo que sería dentro del rap, que es la improvisación o el freestyle. Existe allá lo que es el repentismo.
Even freestyling and rap, they have a version of freestyling and son jarocho that I've never been able to translate, sorry.
Repentismo. Y pues también creo que es como principalmente con este grupo ha habido un trabajo y un antecedente ya de amistad, de conocernos como personas.
In particular with this musical group, we've worked together for some time and we've had a friendship for quite some time.
Que fue lo que hizo como darnos cuenta de esas similitudes y también como de pronto intentar fusionarlo y pues el resultado creo que fue bueno.
And that led to us discovering the similarities and make the decision to try to make the fusion, and it worked out.
How were you introduced to hip hop culture?
Sí. Once upon a time. Sí, creo que como conocí fue por los medios de comunicación.
Clearly it came from the mainstream media first.
De pronto, como conocí el hip hop, realmente no me llamó la atención de lo que veía en los medios.
And what I saw in the mainstream media didn't really make me excited.
Wasn't kicking it,
no.
Y fue, creo que, bueno, Oaxaca tiene ya una historia de gráfica, como mayoritariamente artistas gráficos que han salido del estado.
Oaxaca has a long history of graffiti artists.
Yeah.
Graphic artists.
Entonces creo que también fue como el graffiti fue de lo primero de la cultura más no comercial que entró a Oaxaca.
Let me clarify my translation. She meant graphic artists because it's a longer history since before graffiti of people painting on the street to talk about shit, right? But through graffiti art, hip hop started to make a presence on the scene.
Y a partir de que empecé como a ver de personas de mi misma generación que hacían eso, fue que me empezó a gustar más cuando empecé a escuchar también rap en español de gente de México.
So kids in my generation or my age group that started doing graffiti art, that's what made me get into it more and more, and then I started listening to hip hop that was coming from Mexico.
Creo que fue como el poder ver que gente como en mi misma circunstancia podía hacerlo, fue que realmente me llamó la atención como me interesó más conocer que había.
Seeing that people that were in my same type of situation or living situation were able to do it made me feel like I could do it and made me want to get involved.
Y pues creo que también tuve la fortuna de que realmente no eran muy grandes los grupos como de la cultura en el estado.
I was pretty fortunate that there weren't very many groups in my state.
Entonces era como fácil conocer también quiénes estaban dentro y empezar a conocer qué había más afuera y empezar también como a pues conocer todo el contexto del que venía.
So it was pretty easy to meet everybody that was around me, people that were even outside of my state, and to really get a good context of what was going on nationally.
Otra cosa pues fue que también yo soy generación internet.
I'm part of the internet generation.
Que ya facilitó muchísimo las cosas también en cuanto a saber qué estaba pasando de este lado y cómo había sufrido de este lado.
Which has facilitated knowledge from this side of the border getting to us, or experiences or projects getting to us.
Collaboration.
Sí, y pues me gustó y por eso empecé como a buscar más y más y más.
I liked it and I started looking more and more and more.
Well, blessings, and I hope you find success.
Bendiciones, y esperad que tengas un éxito.
¿Así podrías explicar un poco sobre el proceso de producción de este video? Could you explain a little bit about the production of the video?
¿Cómo se hizo? ¿Cómo lo hicimos? ¿Cómo lo armamos?
Sí.
¿De dónde todo?
Pues primero, teníamos una idea.
First, we had an idea.
Pero...
Oh, he asked, well, how was the video produced? What's the idea? Yeah. Okay.
Pero no salió como quería.
But it did not turn out how we wanted, how our original idea.
Yes.
No.
Entonces tuvimos que tomar las herramientas que tenía.
So we took what we had.
Y una de esas pues fue, creo que, como contextualizar la historia de muchas mujeres en una historia que...
So we were trying to contextualize the story of a lot of women in Oaxaca in my own personal story.
Y pues... sacamos también muchos comerciales de la televisión, pero tenían copyright.
Yeah, originally we had started with, there's, I can explain that a little bit deeper. One of the most prevalent cosmetic products sold in Oaxaca, which is a state that's 70-80% indigenous, is skin bleach. And one of the most common skin bleaches is called White Secret. They have like commercials and advertisements for White Secret, so we were going to put all that stuff in there, but then when we saw the copyright bullshit we were going to have to deal with, Pons is very common. They also have a huge campaign in India where they've done like a whole soap opera. Like they've done a whole soap opera commercial, like with 7 episodes of like the dark-skinned Indian girl that, like, her boyfriend leaves her because she's too dark-skinned, and, yeah. And she starts bleaching her skin. Yeah, so you can check all those out on YouTube on your own. Interesting. So there was a lot of elements that were in the film that we took out.
Ya después decidimos como tomar también pues las imágenes también de mujeres trabajadoras dentro de... mujeres comunes dentro de Oaxaca, que fueron como las últimas del video.
So then we got the idea of maybe getting some footage of like just working women in Oaxaca, which is a lot more difficult than you would believe. Well, normally it would be difficult for like someone like me to do with a big camera or like a lot of filmmaker friends, no? Like that were actually gonna help us with it. We're like, good luck, cool. But we just gave Mara a cell phone and like, and she got all the footage and the women were more than willing to collaborate.
On a cell phone?
Uh-huh. And then also the same thing goes for all the footage with her family. You know, she did all the interviews. All the most intimate parts of the film were shot by Maren. And that's
so
the only way they could have been
too.
Shot. Yes.
Marlene.
there's no way that the most intimate parts of the film could have happened without her.
Continuamos. Y pues fue también como, creo que... después de analizar un poco también el resultado de lo que yo soy, fue también cómo mi familia pues es compuesta mayoritariamente de mujeres. Y mujeres que pues, que también tuvieron que perder como esos estereotipos dentro de la sociedad.
So in like the process of this, I had to like think about, well, how was I, what am I made of, where did I come from? And in that process it became super clear that my whole family is very strong women, and that's what I came from, so we decided to go after that as a point of reference for the film.
Y creo que así como sucedió en mi familia, también ha sucedido en muchas, como otras familias, de las... ¿Puedes traducir así para que te veas?
And basically, it's clear to us that this is something that has happened to a lot of women and a lot of families in Oaxaca, where either the men are not around or they migrated or whatever.
Por ejemplo, volviendo como a la cultura hip hop, de las grafiteras de las que yo tengo como más respeto en Oaxaca, también ha sido de familias fragmentadas, de madres solteras.
For example, all my favorite female graffiti artists in Oaxaca are all from families where fathers have left or aren't around.
Entonces creo que era como, pues mostrar también eso de cuál es el proceso que lleva como a, para muchas como a esa liberación mental, ideológica, no sé.
So it was powerful for us to be able to demonstrate that the process that a woman can go through that can be very liberating. That process of like not having men around and it, that becoming super liberating over generations.
Y ya, después la edición la hizo él.
And then this will edit the movie.
Él tuvo la puerta de decisión de qué poner
men around.
Yeah. Tonto.
Deadbeat dad.
Anything else? Yes.
Could you talk about how the 2006 uprising influenced you and your music and everything?
Sí, y sí.
Yes and yes.
Creo que en realidad, pues el contexto social de Oaxaca influenció todo lo que yo soy.
Yeah.
The social context of Oaxaca in general influenced everything that I am.
Antes de 2006 y después también.
Before and after the 2006 uprising.
Creo que también fue como el hecho de, pues, ahora sí que por mi situación personal tuve que madurar en la forma de pensar también desde muy chica y me hice muy consciente de lo que sucedía alrededor.
Because of my life situation as a young girl, I had to mature very quickly anyway, so I had to become very conscious of everything that was around me to begin with.
Y respondió también a entender por qué sucedió lo del 2006.
So it was easier for me to understand what was going on in 2006.
Así que, pues fue no solo 2006, sino fue como todo el proceso realmente que se, todo el contexto que se vive en Oaxaca.
So it wasn't just 2006, it was everything that came up and built up in 2006. The whole history of Oaxaca.
So, I don't know which question to ask. I want to ask one about, tell us about the tour, what you enjoyed about it and stuff like that, different cities. Did you get a chance to travel before that, or is this an opportunity to see different places? Have you gone to different places, or?
¿Qué piensas de Gabacholandia?
Your tour.
Son dos preguntas. Una, ¿qué te parece la gira que tienes ahorita? Y otra pregunta, ¿has podido viajar a otros lugares?
Okay, ¿como otros países? De la gira es pesada.
The tour is hard.
Sí.
It's heavy.
Sí.
The tour is hard.
Creo que lo que rescata realmente este país es son las personas que he conocido.
I think the only thing that makes this country worthwhile are some of the people that I've met.
Porque en realidad me parece caótico, grande y caro.
In general, it's chaotic, huge, and expensive.
Pues, aparte de este país, he conocido Belice, que fue por la danza folclórica que también practico.
I also have been to Belize, but not for hip hop, for traditional folkloric dance that I also participated in.
Y Guatemala, que sí fui allá al primer festival de hip hop femenino centroamericano.
And I got to go to Guatemala for the first women's hip hop festival in Central America.
Sí, pero me gustó más
allá. But I liked it more over there. Any other questions, comments?
What hip hop are you listening to now in Mexico?
En realidad escucho de todo.
I really listen to all kinds of stuff.
No, pero de México, porque nosotros no sabemos también.
Bueno, si tengo que recomendarles cosas.
Una lista, por favor.
Bueno, tendría que empezar con las MCs de mujeres trabajando.
I'd start with the female MCs from Women at Work.
Creo, a mi parecer, se está haciendo muy buen rap en lo que es la zona de Aguascalientes.
So I'm hearing a lot of really good hip hop or rap coming from the Aguascalientes region.
Sí, podemos estar por ahí, Al Gravedad, Illuminati.
There's two crews, Gravedad and Illuminati from Aguascalientes.
¿Qué más? Es que también no sé qué les gusta a ustedes. Para mí es como lo que siento, que en general está creciendo más. De pronto creo que hay ciertos círculos que también se han estancado mucho en que, por ejemplo, hace muy buen freestyle, pero sus discos no son buenos.
There's a lot of different issues with different crews. Like there's some crews that are really good freestyle artists, but don't put out good albums, so it's difficult to recommend them.
Y hay personas que están haciendo como más, como poético, más literario el rap, pero también de repente se quedan como muy intelectuales.
There's also people that are trying to make it more poetic or pretty or whatever, but they're also, it seems like they're intellectualizing it a little bit too much.
Entonces, más bien es como ustedes, ¿qué les gusta?
It depends on really what you're into. It's hard to recommend. She always says that. Hip-hop in general.
How are you incorporating las nuevas generaciones? Porque como en la peli, hablas de como las otras incorporó a ti. Like, you're talking about how they incorporated you and how the older generations kind of brought you in. ¿Qué están haciendo para las nuevas?
Sí. Pues yo en Oaxaca trabajo con un colectivo llamado Sheni.
I work in a collective in Oaxaca called Sheni.
Que su principal objetivo era como volver a como articular el movimiento después de la entrada de la PCC.
Our primary objective was to, you know, keep the movement going after the 2000 uprising was put down by federal police.
Fue una iniciativa que surgió también con amigos como de, digamos, de mi misma generación y que ha llevamos trabajando pues 5 años como colectivo.
An initiative that began with friends from my same age group that have been working together for about 5 years previous.
Y la forma en que trabajamos es principalmente en la organización de eventos de hip hop.
And the main thing we do is organize hip hop events.
Tratando de meter un poco más rap consciente como una herramienta, digamos, para despertar otra vez a las nuevas generaciones.
And we try to use conscious rapping as a tool of, you know, contributing to youth.
Y a la vez también, pues digamos que en la forma de que abrimos los espacios, también empezamos como a buscar o a darle responsabilidades a los chavos que están como iniciando.
One of the ways in which we get them involved is, for example, when we're looking for spaces, we delegate responsibilities for young people to take care of in order to create the space for an event to take place.
Porque creo que también es la forma en la que más lo valoras, como cuando te cuesta más o como cuando tienes que trabajar para tener eso, es cuando más lo valoras y cuando pues más te dan ganas de seguir, o al menos así fue mi caso.
I just feel like they value the experience more when it's hard work, when you know you have to work hard to get whatever it is. At least that was the case for me, so that's what we try to do for that.
Y pues dentro de eso a veces también damos como talleres de, no sé, stencil, o hemos llevado también como artistas de breakdance, como que tratamos de involucrarlos también como a las nuevas generaciones con las viejas generaciones del país.
We also host workshops, graffiti, breakdance, and we try to make sure the younger generation knows the older generation that's doing stuff.
Y pues hasta ahorita pues ya ha funcionado.
And up to now, it's worked. Anything else at all? We do bar mitzvahs, birthday parties,
no.
Are you looking at with any people like here and they like hip hop heads, like performers and whatnot? you just came here, or like are you connecting up with any people in the scene culture or whatever? Do you know?
Quiero ver si quieres conectar con otra banda de hip hop aquí en la bahía. Definitely. I mean, we have a show. Most of the stuff that we're doing is community based. Right, and we're down, and we're trying to connect with different folks. Wanda Cruz is here, holding us down, from Cuba, and then we're Natalia is holding us in San Francisco, and we got a big show there, a big community
event
LA? There.
There's a lot of
we're headed to LA,
there.
And they've been organizing for us for a while now. We got a big event popping at Papalut on May 11th. Gorilla Queens are going to be there. Siwatse is going to be there. It's good. It's predominantly like female MCs organizing the stuff in LA.
Mujer de Maggie's there too.
And then we're going to Watsonville with the Brown Berets, and they got a couple native hip hop artists hosting us there. Trying to do as much as we can, but it's also, you know. It's limiting when you got like 4 days and you're like, we're coming to town 4 days. Try to make shit happen. We coordinated, most of the tour was coordinated to land here so we could be around for the general strike and pop stuff off. So Mara's going to perform at the May Day rallies.
Oh, yeah.
Dos preguntas. La primera, ¿cuándo te va a tocar tener un performance durante el martes? ¿Dónde y cuándo?
Todavía no sabemos.
Pues, I asked where exactly she's going to perform.
There's hopefully one at, where's Leo?
No,
he bounced, so he knows more than we do. We literally just got to Oakland today. We haven't had a chance to talk to anybody. We're trying to figure it out. Everything will work out, and then we'll put it up on Facebook or wherever else we can put up, hopefully, the day calendar and all that good stuff.
Can you please?
But right now, tentatively, but you know how chaotic things are on May 1st, so it's hard for anybody to know, but noon at Occupy Oakland at the Grand Plaza, and then like somewhere between 3 and 6 p.m. with the Immigrant Rights Rally, so they don't know. They don't know.
March for Dignity.
Yeah, they're trying to decide whether or not they wanted to do it at the end, but their concern is they don't know if they're going to get to the end. So now they're trying to see if it can happen earlier so that she gets to perform.
Yeah.
So that's what we're working on right now.
La segunda pregunta no es tanto una pregunta, más que tan solo quisiera darte un chingo de gracias. Cuando nos enteramos de que iban a venir, nos pusimos a saltar de emoción, de cuánto hemos estado leyendo de esta película y escuchar de personas como ti. Y no nos has decepcionado en lo más mínimo, al revés. La energía con que entraste, y se ve que eres una persona muy en paz contigo misma. Y no, en serio, es una inspiración, y de seguro ya eres legendaria. Entonces, te va a ir buenísimo. Y estoy 100% segura de eso, y estoy muy alegre que a la misma vez que te va a ir muy bien a ti, vas a poder adelantar todo el movimiento de la mujer ahorita mismo, por el hip hop, por la música, por la conciencia. Y es un orgullo, honestamente, poderte tener aquí. Sí.
Muchas gracias.
That shit was dope.
That's basically it. When we first heard that you guys were coming, we were really excited. I've seen Simone's films in the past, and a really amazing filmmaker. And we were jumping up and down with excitement when we heard that you were coming. Literally, we were. And it's been incredible. I'm very inspired to see your success and to see how many others you're going to be helping influence. And with that said, I am going to say two more things really quickly. Spanish classes, intro, Sundays.
Here if I'm the only one applying.
Yes, like depending on the host, the intro class, and then the advanced conversational class, intermediate advanced
will start on Tuesday on the 15th because the week after May 1st is still going to be crazy. So with that said, and classes for B-girls and B-boys are going to be, are there in the works? There's some planning taking mm-hmm. place, so please keep an ear out
for that. Teaching.
So we'll have a team of people teaching, it seems like. Awesome. So with that said, I do want to pass around the jar. I know that folks were suggesting a $7 donation at the door. If you didn't have a chance to donate $7 at the door, or more or less, however you can, right now's your opportunity to do so. I know this is going to help cover traveling costs and cost for production of the film and production of the music. I'm not sure.
Really,
say more about
really
that?
The any money that is donated, we're going to give to the Shani Collective and to the Manoweza Collective and divide it. Any like anything that comes from benefits or fundraising or whatever.
DVD, does that count?
DVDs. Yeah, that also does it. We have the DVDs for $10. Oh, there they are. DVDs for $10 of the film. Please check it out.
You said that we can download the music. Where at?
Oh, no.
We should put it on.
I saw something about the Indiegogo. What was that?
The Indiegogo is over tonight, and really, I mean, you could still get like a CD or a T-shirt there, but it's pretty much wrapped up tonight.
We have some friends that are doing it in Gaza right now. They're B-boy crew, Camp Speakers. And
I saw that.
If you guys can help them, because they're almost there. Does Indiegogo like give you whatever money you raise, or is it like the only one working?
Otherwise, we'd be screwed. Yeah,
it's like Kickstarter.
Kickstarter doesn't give you.
Kickstarter is a little bit more fascist.
Yeah.
I'll get one of them.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
I'll see you on the street.